Haman takes the clothing, the horse, he dresses Mordechai, and he takes him around the city, and he calls out before him, this is what will be done to a person that the king wants to honor him. It seems that Haman had to do what the king told him. And even so, he viewed everything with a miserly, with a very stingy approach. And even though he had told the king much more, he won't really do everything the king said. He told the king, the clothing and the horse will be given to one of the king's important people, and they will dress him and take him around the city and call before him. Meaning, the one who will oversee all of this is one of the partimim. And all of this will be done with the masses. Everyone will be present in the dressing ceremony. You're giving him royal clothing? Everyone will see it. Everyone will be present when he is put on the horse and celebrate that he's being put on the horse. Everyone will be present and start singing before him. This is what should be done to the man that a king that the king wants to honor him. Let's raise the honor of this person you want to honor. That's what Haman had suggested. The king says, go do quickly what you said to Mordechai, the Jew sitting in the king's gate. Don't leave anything out. You oversee it and make sure all of this happens just the way you said. Haman doesn't do that. Haman says, I'll dress him. I'll take him riding around the horse. I'll call out before him. Haman does all of that because he says, I don't want the masses to celebrate Mordechai. What I just said shouldn't happen. And that's why when Haman comes home, he's all wiped because he's done all the work that he initially suggested that the king's officers should oversee, but really the masses should be doing. So Haman comes home and he's scared because he didn't do what the king said. And that's why when Haman comes home, it says he was chafui rosh. Haman got really scared because he said, really, the king had warned me. Don't leave anything out from everything you said. And that's why it says he came home avail. He was in mourning. He was scared for his life. Haman starts realizing, wait, I just did something out of my hatred that endangers my own life. And you see that more he starts thinking that maybe it's not as bad as I think. Maybe this honor is only for Mordechai. But maybe everything's going to still work out the way I wanted. And that's when Zeresh and his friends tell him, it's not the way you're imagining. Your feelings are getting the better of you. There's no way you're going to win. And they tell him the worst news that he wants to hear. He came home thinking, okay, Mordechai got a little bit of honor today. It's still going to work out. What do they tell him? If Mordechai is a Jew, that you started falling before him, you're not going to win. What are they telling him if Mordechai is a Jew? Everyone knows Mordechai is a Jew. They're telling him, you're imagining that a small thing just happened here. It's a glitch in the screen. This one Jew got a little bit of honor. Not true. You have to realize he didn't get this honor because he's Mordechai. He got this honor because he's a Jew. And your whole plan to destroy the Jews is not going to work. It's the Jewish people that are winning now. It's not Mordechai. You took it personally. It's not personal. What's happening now is the Jews are starting to rise. It's not Mordechai that's rising. It's the Jews that are rising. And that's what they tell Haman. It's not the way you imagine. Imizera hayudim Mordechai. If Mordechai is a Jew, you should know you're finished. And we know Mordechai is a Jew.
How did the goy have this wisdom to go with this boy?